I well remember that a restaurant dinner. I don't know if you've had one like this, but it was for my youngest son's 21st, and the lights were dimmed, and we could recognise a lot of the food on our plate, but there was something we did not know what it was, but we ate it at any rate, and we're here to tell the tale. So it must have been all right. But it reminds me of a verse in the Bible, Psalm 34 and verse 8. Oh, better put my glasses on. Psalm 34 and verse 8, and it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him." Tasting that food that night, we had to put our trust there. Trust and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Another translation puts it this way: find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Happy are those who find safety in him. It's exciting reading a recipe book, isn't it? You can almost taste it in your mouth, but not quite. And the pictures really help, don't they? But so many things are wonderful, and they look so good, but we'll never know if we never have a go. That's a thing on TV somewhere, I think. But we'll never know unless we have a go. The taste buds on our tongue send the information to a taste centre deep inside the brain. Wonderful. Our bodies that God has made, all these little intricate bits, and there the signals are interpreted. It's all in just like that, isn't it? Wonderful. Our brains are wonderful. People might not realise how wonderful they are, but they are. And so we are aware of the taste, and we know if it's sweet or sour or horrible. David wrote this psalm after he'd been in a terrible, terrible situation. It had been so difficult, but then he found that God was with him. In that difficult time, he found that God was good, and that's why he wrote this psalm that says to us, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him." And so he encourages us today to taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust and see that the Lord is good. He encourages us to trust in God and to see God work. It's not enough just to read the recipe, is it? That's not going to do anybody any good. We've really just got to try it. And so it's not just enough to hear Angela sing about being free when you put your trust in the Lord. It's not just enough to read it in God's Word. We have to put our trust in him and experience it for ourselves. Trust and see that the Lord is good. Trust, take, taste and see that the Lord is good. So, for those taste buds to realise just how good the food is, has to be taken in. We have to come in contact with that food, and it takes a step of faith, especially in my house. Not that I try too many new recipes, I don't know, I'm determined to one day when I've got a bit more time. You just need to stay with the ones you've got, don't you? But those who trust and taste the goodness of God, they have all they need for spiritual life. Physical life too. We have all we need in him. I thought we'd think about the fact that many people believe in God, but they don't believe God. I wonder if there's anyone here that says, "Oh yes, I believe there's a God," but do you believe him, what he says to you? When we believe God, we taste and see that the Lord is good. When we trust in God, we find that he is our life giver. And we taste and we trust in him, and we find that we have life with a capital L. When we taste and see the Lord's goodness, we see that he is our life keeper. He is the one that's keeping us safe and victorious today. And when we trust in the Lord, we see that he is our life shaper. And it's all in this psalm, if you look at home. If we take our first step of faith, we have an answer for all that life brings. But if we don't take that step, we don't have an answer for anything. Let's change that and say, if we taste and see that God is good, and we take that first step, trust in Him, we'll find His goodness in every part of our lives. Let's think of, first of all, taste and see the Lord's goodness, our life giver. Well, I can see you're all alive, but I wonder if you have spiritual life. You've got physical life, but I wonder if you have spiritual life. I wonder if your life is in God's hands, His life is in you. Well, God sees. Perhaps like a recipe, you've looked and you've seen what God can give you through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that you can have life eternal through trusting in Him. You've heard it time and time again, but have you received it? Have you tasted? Have you trusted and received that life that He alone can give? God loves us, always wanted us to be in fellowship with Him, but sin was the barrier and we couldn't belong to Him. We couldn't have the life that He wanted to give us because He is holy and we are sinful. We couldn't belong to Him, and because of His great love, He made it possible. He sent the Lord Jesus to die to take the punishment for our sin in our place so that we could be right with Him, just right, perfect in His eyes. He closes with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, God sees us as right, righteous, clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. And the moment we put our trust in Him, we receive that life, spiritual life, eternal life, and we're God's child forever. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9 says, Jesus tasted death for everyone in all the world so that their sins could be forgiven. Jesus tasted death for us so that our sins could be forgiven. My husband, once in Africa, he ate some roasted grasshoppers. I didn't, but he told me that they taste just like chips. Well, I'm not sure whether I believe him or not, knowing my husband, but he pulls some tricks on me. But I can't really know because I never tasted it for myself. I don't really know if it's true. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3 gives us a solemn warning. It doesn't matter to me that I've never tasted grasshoppers. It's not a matter of life and death, but it is a matter of life and death. If you have not tasted that the Lord is good, if you have not trusted in Him, it is a matter of life and death. For those who have not trusted the salvation that God offers, there is terrible loss. They will not escape punishment, eternal judgment for their sin, and death, spiritual death. They will not receive eternal life. They will be separated from God forever. Verse 22 of Psalm 34 tells us that no one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned. That's wonderful. No one who trusts in Him will be condemned. None of them who trust in Him shall be desolate, is what it says. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and receive the life that He alone can give. Trust in Him and see the Lord's goodness too in your life today, preserving you, being with you, giving you strength for all that comes your way. So He gives us life eternal, and that is wonderful. But He gives us life with a capital L now. His life in us, His strength in us, for us today in all that we have to face and do. So the second point, taste and see the Lord's goodness, our life keeper. The difference between good food and excellent food is in all the spices, isn't it? Well, I think so. When we were in Africa, we didn't have a lot of choice, but I did have a lot of spices. And so I made it as tasty as I could. They say even that marigolds and nasturtiums are good. I don't know, never tried that. But I look back on my life, and I guess you do too, and you see a lot of variety. They say that variety is the spice of life. I don't know what your life has brought you. I do know what mine has brought me. And I am so glad that in each of those experiences, some of them tragic, many of them a trial and still a trial, that I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that in those difficulties he has kept me. I wouldn't have been able to keep myself. I can look back and see that no matter what happened, he kept me. Even when my hold on him was weak, his hold on me was strong. We have a lady in our assembly at Riverston who's going through big difficulties at the moment, and she feels that her hold on the Lord is very, very weak. She feels she cannot even kneel down and pray. Perhaps you've been like that. Perhaps there's been times in your life when you felt you could not even pray. The Lord keeps us in those times. In fact, it tells us in the Bible that the Holy Spirit takes our groans, our agonizing longings, and gives them to God. When we can't pray, he takes those longings and interprets them to God. It tells us that the Lord intercedes for us. There's a beautiful verse, Psalm 63 verse 8, which says that we cling on to him. This is my translation now. We cling on to him, but he has tight hold on us. Many times in our life we've got to taste and see that the Lord is good. He is our keeper. He's the one that's keeping us in that time. Our cling on to him might seem very soft, very fragile, but he has tight hold on us. Do you know what to keep means? It's very good to look up your dictionary at these little words that we use every day and just find what it means. To keep means not to lose, to take charge of, to provide upkeep for, to keep. He's in charge of our lives today. Taste and see that the Lord is good in that situation today. He is in charge. He is in control. He has tight hold on you. He will provide what you need. Stop worrying. If we worry, we don't trust. But if we trust, we won't worry. I have to tell myself that, and don't have post-mortems. I have to tell myself that. I'm a good one at post-mortems. I don't know about you. You trust something to the Lord, and then you think you've left it there with him, and then you go thinking about it and looking at it, and perhaps it's something you've had to do, and so you go and it goes all over in your mind again, and it just shows that you didn't trust him with it at all. He is our prayer-hearing God. Verse 4 of Psalm 34 says this, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears, from the things that I feared, but also from the fear of the things that I feared. And sometimes the fear that we have is a bigger mountain than the actual thing that's being feared, isn't it? Our minds just go play tricks on us. God is our security. We are safe in his hands. He will keep us. No one can take us out of his hands. God is our deliverer. It says in this verse, he delivered me from all my fears. God delivers us out of our troubles. Do you know how? Well, 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us how. He helps us stand up under those troubles. That's how he delivers us out of it. Sometimes it's just not through suddenly giving us a way through, but helping us to stand up under. And he knows our load limit. God is our keeper. Verse 7 in Psalm 34 tells us that he encamps around us on every side. Makes you think of that Psalm 139, doesn't it? I've seen one translation that says, you are around me on every side. You protect me with your power. He is keeping us. He's encamping around us on every side. God is our comforter. Verse 18 tells us this in Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed into pieces, crushed in spirit. Now I've got a little note here. God will mend a broken heart if we give him the pieces. Taste and see that the Lord is good in your life today. He's your keeper. Give him the broken pieces. He will mend a broken heart. And he will give you the strength. He knows all about us and he understands us. I don't know if I have read this book. I don't know whether you have. It's a secular book and it's very, very true, I think. It's called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And it just points out how different we are, men and women. Our husbands can never understand us. That's true, isn't it? And we spend a lifetime hoping they will. Then we suddenly realise, well, we are from two different planets. Not quite, but they are a different breed. They'll never quite understand us. And we don't either, but the Lord does. And that's the most important thing. God is bigger than all our troubles. I don't know whether I've told you about the little plaque that I saw on the top of Shelley Beach. And that's what it says. A Christian has put it there. God is bigger than all our troubles. And also quotes the psalm, which I've forgotten where it is. Should have remembered that, shouldn't I? But I didn't. I did remember, though, that God is bigger than all our troubles. And these very troubles give us an opportunity to taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust and experience the Lord's goodness. You may not see the goodness that is happening, but there is goodness and we can trust him there. The good that he is working will be bigger than you can even realise. And that takes us to our last point. Taste and see the Lord's goodness, our life shaper. The good that he is working is in us. He's working it for us too, but he's working it in us. And so often we look to see what good he's working for us. And we forget that as we trust him, the biggest good he's working is in us. As we learn to trust him more and more, we make an amazing discovery that God is working through every experience to make us more and more like Christ. Romans 8, 28 and verse 29. Don't forget the 29, verse 29. That's what he's working for good, that we become more like the Lord Jesus. I love that bumper sticker and I don't think I've seen it for a long time. Be patient. God isn't finished with me yet. And we've got to be patient with ourselves too. Sometimes we do strive. We strive to be what God wants us to be. Remember, he's working it at us too. Philippians 1 and verse 6 assures us that he will complete the work in us that he started. When we first put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and we became his child, he started a work in us. And that work was that in the days and the years that were ahead, we would become more like the Lord Jesus. So that one day, when we are with him and we are like him, we'll hear his "well done, good and faithful servant." We trusted. He is shaping our lives and he's making us people of good taste. The most tasteful lifestyle in the whole world has got to be a lifestyle that walks where Jesus walked, says what Jesus says, does what Jesus would do. I heard about a teenager the other night at Bible study and she's got a little bracelet. And I haven't heard of these and it's got WWJD on it. I don't know what that means. And it's, what would Jesus do? But another thing that reminds this teenager is, walk with Jesus daily. And if you want to know what Jesus would do in a situation, you've got to be walking with him. Very important. God is at work in our lives today, but also he expects us to do some work too. Spend time with him in Bible study, in prayer, and trust him when things come along. When things come along, what do? Trust in yourselves? No. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust in him. See him at work. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3 says that once we have tasted that the Lord is gracious, He expects us to grow. It tells us in those verses that we are to get into His Word, study it, and then we'll grow. We'll grow as a Christian. And in verse 5 of Psalm 34, it tells us this. Whoops, today you've got to turn it over. They looked unto Him and were radiant. Their faces were not ashamed. As we look to Him in our Bible study time, our devotion time, our prayer time, there is a transformation taking place. We'll be radiant, become radiant, more like the Lord Jesus. And people will see that it's the Lord in us. We won't be ashamed. We'll be living, we'll be doing what the Lord Jesus would do. And as people see the Lord in our life, we'll be sharing with them the greatest recipe out. There's probably someone close to you who needs to know that they too should trust in the Lord and find that He is good. Somebody near you who needs to find that they have eternal life when they put their trust in Him. Somebody near you who might be struggling and needs to know that when they trust in the Lord, they'll find that He is their keeper, holding them, strengthening them, helping them. Somebody near you that needs to know that even though it all looks so bad, God is working it for good, that they become more like the Lord Jesus. But let me ask you, have you put your trust in the Lord? Have you tasted in the Lord and seen that He is good? And in whatever's going to happen to you this week, taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust in Him. And then verse 3, you'll be able to say with me, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. The Lord is good. Thank you.